HarperCollins presents Minecraft, The Wood Sword Chronicles, Volume 2, by Nick Eliopoulos, read by Keela Lee.
Prologue. Who's honking now? A figure stood in a darkening forest. She was all alone. At first, that had been exciting. But as the sunlight faded, the woods grew more sinister. There were noises in the distance, sounds of shuffling, a strange, deep-throated honk. She didn't know what was making those sounds, and she didn't care to find out. She needed to leave, and that meant finding the portal. It was nearby, somewhere among the trees. But all the trees looked the same. She'd gotten turned around. Those noises were coming closer. The woods were getting darker. And she knew with utter certainty that she was no longer alone. Chapter 1. Stay in school! Unless it's full of wither skeletons, then you can leave. Jody Mercado's mouth hung open with amazement. She was walking the hallways of Woodsword Middle School, just as she did on most days. She saw the bench where she drank her milk every morning. She saw the trophy case in the lobby, and the colorful bulletin board just outside of Doc Culpepper's classroom. It was all so familiar. But Jody wasn't at Woodsword Middle School. Not really. She was inside a copy. A fake. It was a life-size recreation of her school. Somebody had built it in Minecraft, brick by brick. Faithful in every element, down to the placement of the chairs in each classroom.
"I'll say this about the Evoker King," she said. "He has an excellent eye for detail."
Her friend Po Chen nodded in agreement. Today he was dressed in an astronaut skin.
"The Evoker King is also super talented at creeping me out," he said. "Because right now, I'm fully creeped out. Like, all the way."
"It certainly is eerie," Ash Kapoor agreed. "But why would he do this?" Harper Houston asked.
"Why go to all this effort? There must be a reason."
"I know why. He's messing with us," said Jody's older brother, Morgan. "He's probably watching us right now and laughing."
The five friends had been playing Minecraft for years. Recently, however, they'd started connecting to the game through experimental VR goggles. The goggles made the game utterly real. They could feel the blocks beneath their feet and the tools in their hands. When they were attacked by hostile mobs, they even felt pain. What was more, ever since donning those goggles, they had encountered all sorts of strange anomalies and outright strangeness in the game. And at the heart of that strangeness was the mysterious figure known as the Evoker King. They didn't know who he was or what he wanted, but he seemed able to twist the rules of the game. Many of Minecraft's well-known rules simply didn't work the same here, and since they were inside the game, living it, that made him very dangerous indeed. Some kids might run away from dangerous mysteries, but not Jody. She ran toward them. Sometimes she even skipped and jumped toward them. She loved solving a good mystery. It was lucky for her that Morgan, Ash, Harper, and Poe all wanted answers too.
"Huh, that's weird," Poe said.
He was leading them through a set of doors and into the gym.
"This whole thing is weird," Jody reminded him.
"Well, yeah," said Poe.
"But look. Certain things, like the gym,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?